Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Morning, Cathy.
Morning.
Good party, wasn't it?
Was it?
Oh, come on, it was great.
Penny, have you forgotten what happened to me?
No.
So, you obviously remember that I got stuck in the lift and that my debut performance was as successful as a monkey trying to act in Hamlet.
No, the monkey wouldn't be that bad.
Oh, Penny!
Oh, Cathy. So, you got stuck in the lift. These things happen. So tell me, why did it happen?
Why?
Yes, why were you in the lift with Jim?
Well, why don't you ask him?
Because he's not here.
Oh, really? Well, if you must know, Jim suggested that he and I had our own little party.
In a lift?
Yes, I thought it would be fun.
Fun? And why did you take all that food?
Ah, that.
Yes, you took all the best bits. You had the salmon and the treats from Harrods.
Well, that was my idea.
What, to have the food?
No, to take the Harrods treats.
Oh, I didn't even get a chance to try one of those.
Oh, well, you should have done. They were lovely.
I didn't get a choice, did I? So, you two decided to have a party in the lift. And is that all?
Penny! Yes, of course it is. It was just for a laugh.
Well, it wasn't very funny, was it?
No, it was awful. Who's Jim? He kept mucking about with the buttons.
I take it you mean the lift buttons?
Yes.
You do remember that he's with Les, don't you?
I know that. Oh, it was awful, Penny. I'll never do that again.
Cathy, you won't be asked again.
Oh, don't say that. Oh, I feel so fed up.
Oh, come on. It's nearly Christmas. Oh, cheer up, Cathy.
What about my trumpet performance?
Oh, now, that was something else. But sorry, I've got to get going, so can we talk about it later, OK?
OK. Bye.
Come in. Ah, Jim, have a seat.
What have I done now?
No, nothing. You haven't done anything wrong.
Oh, so it's not about last night?
No, no. It's about Debbie. She's left.
She's left? What do you mean?
I had an email from her this morning saying she's not coming back.
Wow.
Yeah, I was surprised.
She's actually left for good?
Yep, she's got a job on the mainland.
Crikey. Well, fancy that. Oh, so that's why she wasn't at the party.
Yeah, and do you know what? I had a feeling that something was up, but I didn't expect her to actually leave.
No, well, neither did I. So I suppose that means you'll have to advertise for somebody new.
Yep, and I'll have to do it as soon as possible.
So, can I tell people what's happened?
Well, yes, if you want. I can't see why not.
Oh, I'll take those. Thanks.
Oh, OK. So, did you enjoy the party last night?
Well, yeah, on the whole, apart from that stupid woman playing the trumpet.
Oh, that was awful. Why would you do that when you obviously can't play the blooming thing?
Because she'd had too much to drink.
I thought it was funny, though, when she finished and there was absolute silence.
Well, I found it all very embarrassing.
I just wanted to laugh. It was so unbelievably bad.
Well, people left after that. I think she ruined the party.
Did you have much food?
I had a bit, but I couldn't see the salmon or those treats we took.
No, neither could I. I was looking for those as well.
Penny, guess what I've just heard?
Oh, don't tell me all the penguins have gone.
No, it's much better than that.
We're going to get a pay rise?
Oh, don't be daft. No, I heard Debbie's left.
Oh, has she?
Yeah, she sent Michael an email. She's handed in her notice. And she's not coming back.
Oh.
Well, you don't sound surprised.
Well, she wasn't that happy here, was she?
No, but I didn't think she'd leave.
No, I suppose not.
So, they'll have to advertise. Who do you think will go for it?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to. Are you?
Gosh, no. But do you think Tina will?
I don't know. I don't think she's that popular, to be honest.
No, she's not. I think it's because she's far too much of a gossip.
Oh, Connie, are you in a rush to get off?
No, I've got a few minutes. Why?
Well, I just wanted a word, that's all.
Oh?
Well, yeah, you know what I said about the bonus?
Yes.
Well, if I'm employing two or even one more person, I don't think I'll be able to do it now.
Oh, well, don't worry. To be honest, that had crossed my mind. Oh, well, the thought was there.
Yeah, sorry.
Is that all, then?
Yeah.
OK. I'll see you tomorrow, then.
Oh, by the way, are you going to Penny's do?
Yep.
Oh, good, because I'm going as well.
But your husband will be home.
Yes, I know, but he can stay in and watch telly. He'll enjoy that.
Kathy, I'm home.
Well, don't come in here.
Why not?
Because I'm wrapping up your present.
Oh, is it nice?
Yeah, you'll love it.
Is it a trumpet?
That's not funny.
Okay. Right, well, I'll get us a drink then. What do you want?
I put some bubbly in the fridge.
Oh, thanks.
So, how is your day?
Okay. Debbie's left.
Has she?
Yep. She's got a job on the mainland.
Oh, so will you go for the job?
No.
Right, I'm all done. You can come in.
Oh, is it in that bag?
It might be.
Here you are.
Thanks.
You seem much happier now.
I am. I'm not going to worry about my performance.
Oh, so are you going to give up then?
No, of course not. I'm going to sort out some lessons.
Oh, are you?
Yes, I don't give up that easily. No, I'm determined to play the trumpet, but next time I'll play the piece to you first.
Oh, that's a good idea. Cheers.
I think Penny's asked everyone to her place on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Michael.
No, there's no need to apologise.
Well, I just thought...
No, don't worry, Jim, because I'm going as well.
You're going?
Yep, Cathy asked me.
Oh, that smells nice.
Oh, good. So, are you in for dinner tonight?
No, sorry.
But your dad's coming home.
I know, sorry, but I've already arranged something.
Oh, honestly, can't you cancel it?
Well, no, not really.
Oh, Amy, your dad will be so disappointed.
No, he'll understand. OK, I'll just get my coat and I'll see you later.
Helen, I'm home.
Oh, hello, Vince.
Come here, darling. Oh, I've missed you so much.
Oh, I like your jumper.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it's very jolly.
Mum gave it to me last Christmas.
Well, it looks very nice.
Oh, morning, Amy. Did your dad get home all right?
Yeah.
And how is he?
He's fine.
So, are you looking forward to Christmas?
I suppose so.
Well, the invite's still there. If you want to come round, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Penny. And if I can get away, I will. But you know what Mum's like.
Well, bring her if you want.
Really?
Yeah. I don't see why not.
Right, well, have a lovely day tomorrow, and hopefully I'll see you at Penny's in the evening.
Yeah, you too. You have a lovely time. It must be wonderful having Vince home for Christmas.
No, it is.
Won't he mind you going out?
No.
Oh, I find that hard to believe.
Well, it's true. He doesn't like parties.
Merry Christmas.
And you. Merry Christmas, Kathy.
Now, look, I've only done a little because we don't want to spoil our dinner.
Oh, yeah, no, this looks perfect.
So dig in.
Oh, thanks, Kathy. This is great.
So, how many people are coming tonight?
Oh, now, that's a very good question.
Well, how many do you think, roughly?
To be honest, I don't know. Jim said that I asked everyone.
Oh, well, this is going to be fun. Have we got enough food and drink?
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Is Mike coming?
Yes, of course he is.
Oh, you didn't ask that weirdo, did you?
Oh, you mean Greg?
Yeah.
No. Well, I don't think so.
Oh, it'll be fine.
Right. Here's to the best Christmas ever.
Yes. Cheers, Penny.
Oh, Mike. What a beautiful necklace.
Here you go, then. Let me help you put it on.
Thank you. Oh, it's gorgeous.
No, you're the one who's gorgeous.
Oh?
No, I mean it, Penny. You mean the world to me.
Oh, Mike.
Happy Christmas, Kathy.
Oh, happy Christmas, Jim.
So, is there musical entertainment tonight?
Yes. Can't you hear the music? Or are you deaf? Penny, I'm going to kill Jim.
Okay, go on then.
He really is the most sarcastic man I've ever known.
Kathy, just ignore him. You know what he's like.
Have you got any rat poison?
Kathy, you can't do that.
I was joking, Penny.
Cheers, Helen.
Oh.
What? That's the man from the shop.
Which shop?
Patterson's.
Well, I don't remember him.
Oh, well, I do.
Can someone get that, please?
OK, I'll go. Oh, what do you want?
Well, I'm here for the party.
No, you're not.
Penny, come on, let's dance.
Kathy, would you like to dance?
You have got to be joking.
Oh, OK, please yourself.
Are you all right, Connie?
Yes, I'm fine.
It's just that you look a bit annoyed, that's all.
No, I'm fine. But I do need a drink.
Oh, get one for me as well, will you?
You see, I said it would be a wonderful party.
You were right. Merry Christmas, Kathy.
So, where's Mike gone?
Oh, he's gone to get some food.
Penny, what's wrong?
I've just seen Michael. Who in the hell invited him?
Ah, Jim, Merry Christmas.
Oh, you're here. I didn't think you'd come.
And why not?
Well, I don't know. I just didn't think you would.
Well, I'm here.
Penny, what's happening in there?
Oh, they're playing charades.
Oh, I love charades.
Oh, yeah, of course you do.
Oh, Kathy, come on in. Come on. Come and join us.
Is there room?
Of course there is. Come on. Come and sit next to me.
Oh, Penny, here you are. What are you doing out here?
I just wanted a quiet moment.
Oh, I see. OK, well, I'll leave you alone then.
No. No, Mike, please come here.
Are you OK?
Yeah, I just... Well, I just feel so grateful for everything I've got.
Oh, Penny.
Yeah. I think sometimes we have far too many things that just clutter our lives.
Oh, yeah. You mean like having the largest TV?
Yeah. Or the most expensive car.
Or the phone you can never put down.
Exactly. When really, all that's important is the love from your family and friends. Isn't it?
Is it, Penny?
No, I'm sorry. It's a drink talking.
No, Penny. I agree with you. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Mike.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.